360, we'll be joined in studio by Mark Adams, the president of the Jubilee Fund. The Jubilee Fund is a wonderful organization that helps fund projects here in Winnipeg that make our city a better place. And we'll learn all about it and its unique operation right now. Thank you for listening to River City 360. My name is Nolan Bicknell, and I'm now joined in studio by Mark Adams. He's the president of the Jubilee Fund. Mark, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
So we're having you on the show because the Jubilee Fund is a pretty unique kind of an endeavor. But, it's an ethical investment fund established to raise awareness concerning the issues of poverty reduction, diverse job opportunities, community engagement, and financial stability. But you're speaking to a bit of a layman here when it comes to investing and all this stuff. So, I mean, my first question is, what is impact investing and why is it important?
So what we do is we actually provide loan guarantees for firms that are going to do things that combat poverty. And oftentimes they are nonprofits or other charities, but we do lending.
Okay.
And we've been around since 2000, and we've funded a number of projects such as Merchant's Corner, Tallgrass Prairie Bread Company, Pollock's Hardware,
okay.
A whole range of daycares. We're involved with Seed to help newcomers get their accreditation so that they can be gainfully employed.
Oh, cool.
So we do a lot of things to try and help families move up financially to be self-sufficient and eradicate poverty as best we can.
Very cool. So what makes the Jubilee Fund unique compared to other financers?
Most organizations, what they're doing is they're looking for grants.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is unique in that we provide loans or loan guarantees.
Okay.
And sometimes that's just the last little bit of money that's needed to bridge to other things taking place, larger financing taking place. And it really gives them the push to be successful financially.
Right.
And start building some credit so that down the road they can borrow money independently.
So it's just that little boost to kind of raise someone up to that level that they need to be self-sufficient.
Correct.
Cool. Without sort of getting it too deep into the nitty-gritty and into the weeds of things, how does it work? So you're investing the money, and then you give them a loan, and then they have to pay it back over a certain amount of time.
They do. Yeah, okay. And then we're able to use our money to guarantee other loans down the road.
Okay.
And what we do is we raise funds in a variety of ways. We accept donations because we're a registered charity. But we also raise money through what we call JICs, Jubilee Investment Certificates. And in that form, what people do is they take a piece of their portfolio and say, okay, I'm going to invest it in the Jubilee Fund, and there is some risk to it, but it's good. It does good things in the community. They get their money back after a 3 or 5 year term.
Okay.
And while we have the money, we invest it in the community.
Gotcha. So I've heard of GICs. Is that a similar kind of a concept?
Yeah, it's our little tag.
Play on words there?
Play on
okay,
words.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Awesome. So you mentioned a couple of the different projects. How do you find the projects that you're choosing to help out here?
Well, doing things like what we're doing today. We have lots of contacts within the community in the areas that we're trying to concentrate on. Probably a lot of word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to get the word out more and more about what the Jubilee Fund does. We have money to lend, and that's basically how we do it.
So how do organizations apply, or what's
well,
how do they
look us up on the Jubilee Fund website, or contact our office? We're happy to engage in discussions with anybody about what they're up to and how we might be able to help.
So it's anyone in the world of poverty reduction, just helping people get jobs, helping people sort of pick themselves up.
Within Winnipeg and Manitoba.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So that's jubileefund.ca, JubileeFund.ca. Why do donors choose to invest with you and to donate?
Well, because they know that it's going for, it has a multiple effect. So for every dollar that we're lending out, there typically is $4 to $7 of other money that enterprise is raising.
Okay.
To invest in whatever enterprise they're in. And so it has a multiple effect, their dollars. And also it's local. So people want to invest in things that are going to make an impact locally. And we give them the opportunity to do that.
Very cool. I understand there's a new sort of partnership with the Winnipeg Foundation. Can you talk a little bit about that?
There is. We're very excited about that. The Winnipeg Foundation has been supporting us for a number of years by investing in the Jubilee Fund.
In JICs?
In JICs.
Okay, yeah, gotcha.
And they've made a new commitment to us, and we've agreed for the next 5 years, each year that we raise additional investment dollars, they will match the investment dollars that are being made by the public.
Okay.
So if we can increase our investments that we receive by about $100,000 this year, the Winnipeg Foundation will give us an additional $100,000.
And that's a one-to-one match?
One-to-one match.
Great. That's great.
So our plan is to raise $500,000 in additional investments over the next 5 years, which will produce another $500,000 from the Winnipeg Foundation.
Very cool. So I was reading on your website, it has a banner there that says ethical investing. Now, how does that differ from quote-unquote normal investing? Like, what's the difference?
Well, you know, it's a hard term to really wrap your head around, but ethical investment is we're doing the right thing. And so when we look at a loan application, you know, we look at it in detail from a financial standpoint, but we also look at it, is it the right thing for the community? Is it going to have a positive impact in the community? Will it be detrimental to anybody in the community? That's got to be considered as well. So we really look at it in a different light from what a typical banker would do.
For sure. How come you wanted to get into this world?
Well, I'm a banker by trade. I've been a banker for several decades.
Okay.
And what I decided to do is I wanted to be involved in a charity that was small, that could make an impact, that needed some help, and would be able to use my skills in the lending side. And I've been involved in much larger charities on boards. I decided that I wanted to focus on a smaller one that needed me and that I could enjoy providing back to the community.
Is the Jubilee Fund a little more agile than sort of the bigger ones? Or like what makes a smaller one more appealing?
I think basically because we are able to look at projects and you're close to the projects that you're working on.
Okay, yeah.
You get a pretty good understanding of what they're doing, why they're doing it, and you get to meet some pretty terrific people in the community doing some wonderful things.
For sure.
When you're on the board of a much larger charity, there's not as much of that touch.
More of a disconnect, yeah. I guess. Hey, yeah. So how do you feel when you're on the ground floor and kind of seeing all the good work being done?
It makes me feel wonderful,
yeah.
And it makes me appreciate the people that have been supporting the Jubilee Fund and making this thing work.
For sure. Well, this sounds like something that you could either take advantage of if you're an organization that works in the area of poverty reduction, increasing people with job opportunities, community engagement, or just getting people financially stable. Check out jubileefund.ca. That's J-U-B-I-L-E-E. Fund, all one word, .ca, and check it out because it's a pretty unique endeavor and really excited to learn about it. And thanks for stopping by. Mark Adams, the president of the Jubilee Fund. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Nolan.